gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We got the pedal to the metal all the way here on this edition of Auto World. We've got a lot of interesting and unusual guests lined up for you. We're scheduled in the first couple of segments of the program to be telling you about the 2013 Solar Decathlon competition. They have named a winner. We'll tell you about that, and we will tell you a little bit about the competition, which involved the use of solar energy in both house building, and I know a number of the teams also fielded automotive entries as well. Coming up a little later on in this hour, Mike Ring, who is one of the Ring brothers, an interesting aftermarket automotive company, will be joining us here on the Auto World airwaves. Hour number two, we will yield to Mark Evans, a guy we have frequently here on the broadcast, and you guys seem to really respond to Mark extraordinarily well. Mark is an ASC certified mechanic, so that means anytime throughout the hour when Mark is on, we can do a little over-the-air diagnostic check on your vehicle. Coming up in hour number three on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by the big guy at Dodge. He is the director of Dodge, the entire brand. We're going to be focusing primarily on a vehicle that I had a chance to drive out in Los Angeles just a few weeks back, the revised Durango for 2014. And let me tell you, I was quite impressed with this vehicle. I'm not usually a big SUV type of person, but this is a crossover, not built on a truck chassis. And it's loaded with technology, including available Blu-ray disc players for the backs of the front seats. So if you have kids, great way to keep them entertained. And some pretty cool wheels, 20-inch wheels, and a very athletic-looking vehicle. We'll also touch on some of the other products in the Dodge lineup for 2014. Can't believe that, 2014. I remember yesterday it turned the year 2000. The telephone number is toll-free from anywhere across North America. It is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you'd like to chime in with a question during the broadcast, just fire up an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Bob@autoworldradio.com, and keep in mind, I'm still giving away the free wash drops product, a very new and simple and innovative way to wash your vehicle without having to use a hose. Can you believe it? I didn't believe it at first, but it actually works. So I've got some samples. All you have to do is drop your name, address, and telephone number to bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, there's been a competition going on, and yesterday they announced the overall winner of the 2013 Solar Decathlon competition. This was a competition between colleges and different countries, and we have the team project manager from the winning team, which is Team Austria. It's my pleasure to welcome Philip Kleibert to Auto World. Philip, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
Very good, Bob. Thanks a lot for having me.
Well, let's begin by telling folks all around North America a little bit about the Solar Decathlon. Explain to our listeners a little bit about how the competition works and some of the teams that you were facing. And by the way, congratulations on taking home the coveted prize of being the overall winner. That's quite an accomplishment for you and your team.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. We're just over the moon. So the competition is held every 2 years by the U.S. Department of Energy. And it's a competition, as you said, for collegiate teams from across the U.S. And also around the world. So we had 15 teams here from the U.S. and two from Canada and two from Europe. Which was us and the team from the Czech Republic. And the goal of the competition is that the students design houses and then also build them and operate them And these houses are powered only by solar energy and are designed to produce more energy than they consume. So it's a process that takes about 2 years for all of the teams to get ready. And then eventually we all meet here, and we have 9 days to set the houses up, and they need to be fully functional by the end of those 9 days. So we have running water and electricity, and all of the appliances need to be working. And then we operate the houses for a couple of weeks, and they're tested in 10 different categories, hence the name Decathlon. So there are five of those which are measured contests, which is, for one, the energy balance. There are hot water draws, lighting tasks, so you really have to use all of the utilities and appliances in the home. And then there are also some contests that are judged by juries. So they come through and you give them a presentation and a tour of your ideas and your concepts, and you are judged on engineering, on architecture, on market appeal, and affordability. And you get a total of 100 points for each of these contests, and then they tally up the scores at the end, and the team with the most points wins.
That sounds fantastic, and it sounds like a whole lot of work. Where was the solar competition held this year?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of work. It was held at the Orange County Great Park in Irvine. It's a great venue. It's an old abandoned U.S. Air Force strip. So we had a lot of space, and they also have an expo going on here at the same time to kind of showcase a little more about solar energy and alternative and renewable energies that you can use. And they have some electric vehicles there as well and some e-bikes. And it's just a great area. We're set up kind of like small neighborhoods, so we have always four teams kind of grouped together, and then the next set of four, and for all the 20 houses that are here. And it's a really, really great place, a wonderful atmosphere, you know, a lot of things going on, a lot of people we've been having, you know, especially after the announcement, we were the overall winners. We've been having people line up around the entire house for almost an hour's long wait to get in, and they were still really excited when they did come in and take a tour. So it's been absolutely wonderful.
Well, Philip, tell us a little bit about some of the differences that Team Austria made with their design and some of the areas that put you over the top to become the overall winner, because I can imagine this competition must have been quite heated.
Yes, absolutely. It was very close right until the very end. So even as they were announcing the winners, you know, we weren't sure where we would place. And there are a lot of very strong teams here. Stanford University was in first for a long, long time, and we were quite worried about them. The team from the Czech Republic also placed really well. But in all, you know, all the houses are different, and it's so exciting to see all of them. So for us, it was important to kind of cover all of our bases and be able to perform well in all the different criteria. So our team consists of a lot of different faculties. We have architecture students, engineering students, interior design students, timber construction students, and also a media relations team to make sure that we can really communicate our message well and kind of reach out to people and share our vision. So our house is made entirely of wood because we have half of our country covered by forest, and that was an obvious choice for us in terms of renewable materials, and we wanted to make a statement about sustainability with that. And one of the key features that really sets us apart is that we have large sliding glass doors in both the north and south that you can open completely, and they fully retract into the walls and hide away. So people have actually been asking us during the tours, you know, if we're missing walls because everything is so open. And what that allowed us to do is, for one, it creates a very nice and flowing space and a very flexible space. But we also got some natural ventilation that we can work with to condition the house and the inside temperatures. And that allowed us to keep our energy consumption really low. So our energy balance was just through the roof.
Well, I want to hear a lot more on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're giving congratulations, I should say, to the winners of a quite a heated contest, and it's just concluded over the weekend here out in Irvine, California, and we're saluting Team Austria. And the team manager for Team Austria, Philip Kleibert, is with us, and they are the overall winners of the 2013 Solar Decathlon competition. This was a competition among colleges, and quite a hefty task indeed to put up these houses in a very short span of time. Some teams also brought vehicles, some cars and other motorized vehicles into the competition, but the main focus was on these housing builds. And certainly, Philip, putting up a house, I mean, when you go to build a house, traditionally, like I live up here in New England and have been exploring some relocation of late. And you, normally when you talk to somebody who's in the process of building a house, they usually take you, they say it will take anywhere from, 6 weeks to 6 months. But you guys pulled this off in just a remarkable amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely. We did start pre-construction back home in Osseo a while ago, back in March. But here on site, they gave us 9 days for each team to set up their entire house. And for us, that was a big challenge because we had to come all the way from Europe. So we had our house shipped over here in six freight containers, and we had several different parts that we had to connect together. Our neighbors on the site here from the University of Southern California, for instance, they woke up that same morning and just wheeled their house over in four parts. And by noon the first day, they had it set up. So that was quite intimidating to us. But we did manage to pull it off in the end. We had a large team and a lot of manpower who worked tirelessly every day and really put in a lot of effort to make it happen. And we managed to finish just on the dot, on the deadline for the last day.
Let's talk about some of the goals for the competition. I understand that you guys were given the goals of building an affordable, attractive, and easy-to-live-in house. Also, a house that maintains comfortable and healthy indoor environmental conditions, supplies energy to household appliances for cooking, cleaning, and entertainment, provides an adequate hot water supply, and produces as much or more energy than it consumes. That just sounds like a daunting task.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of work and a lot of thought went into it. So we've been working on it for 2 years and designing and revising our ideas and our systems and the concepts that we try to integrate. And over here, we really had to showcase all of that too. So we were part of the competition, for instance, were dinner parties that we had to host. So we would invite two students from three of the other teams over and cook dinner for them and show what the house is like, you know, when you're entertaining and socializing. And we had to prepare all the food there, so we couldn't order in takeout or anything. We actually had to make it ourselves. And those nights were the most fun. So it was really just us students basically hanging out and having a great time. And there you could really feel how comfortable these houses were and how well they work. So I was across the street at Team Middlebury, and they're from Vermont, and they had like fresh apple cider and a lot of great food and ice cream and maple syrup. And it was just a great time, and I could really see myself living in these houses too. So they came out really well.
That's great. And tell us a little bit about the appliances. Are you using normal, 120-volt appliances, or are you using something special?
We're actually using ours from Europe, so we're on a different voltage system. Sure. We have 240 volts, but they gave us adapters, so everything has been working just fine. They are all readily available on the market, but they're the highest efficiency rating appliances out there right now. For us, it was important to use appliances, you know, that you can purchase today to really showcase a house that is not just a prototype and not just a concept, but that you can build as we show it here today. And the appliances were one of the tasks that took up a lot of our scheduling issues. So you had to be there at different times of the day, and you had to wash towels and then dry towels, and they were weighed in before and after to make sure that you dry them accordingly. And we had to have the dishwasher running, and I had to have hot water draws as well for the showers to see that they work well. So I think that kept all of the teams on their toes to make sure that you're on guard to make sure you get it done on time and that everything works properly. But I think across the board, everything has been working great. And it's been that was a great contest also for all the teams.
How about providing adequate hot water? Is that a particularly difficult challenge for you, Philippe?
It It was it varied from team to team. So a lot of teams were actually using solar thermal energy for that as well. So they heated up the water directly with the sun. We just had solar panels because we had to transport everything here, and we didn't want to make the system too complex and avoid any kind of mishaps during the transportation. But we generated so much electricity with the solar panels on the roof, thanks to the Californian sunshine. That the hot water was not an issue at all. We had a large storage tank and a hot water heat pump working in there, so it's been working great.
That's fantastic. So what's next for you and Team Austria?
Once we finish the competition here, so today is the last day. We still have a lot of visitors lining up and taking tours. We will disassemble the house again and bring it back home to Austria. We have the largest public display of model homes in Europe, which is located about an hour south of Vienna, and we will get a permanent installation there, which is great for us because we can continue to reach out to people and educate about, you know, solar building and the, how beautiful a solar-powered house can look. And we're working with one of our main sponsors who are very interested in having the house available for prefabrication. And I think winning first place might be a little more enticing even to them now. So we're hoping that that's going to happen real soon. And then you might see our house all over the place.
That's great. How about goals for yourself, Philippe, now that you've won this great award? What year are you in college? Are you pretty close to finishing your studies?
Yes, I'm just one semester shy of finishing my bachelor's in mechanical engineering. And I'm hoping this whole experience has been extremely inspirational to me and motivational. So I really want to stay in the field of renewable energies, and I'm actually hoping that this is going to pan out for me, and I'm going to have some job offers waiting for me when I get back home.
And that's what every college student would love to have, absolutely,
absolutely.
Especially in 2013 when things can be quite challenging. So if folks would like to find out more information, is there a particular website that you would recommend?
Yes, absolutely. The official website is solardecathlon.gov. And you can find all the information on there about the contest and the different teams and the houses. There's a bunch of great pictures there and videos. And you can even find the plans for the buildings later on once they have been published. So you should definitely go to solardecathlon.gov and check it out.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations to you and Team Austria. And thank you so much for being a part of Auto World here today.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk to Mike Ring from the Ring Brothers.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Beep. This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Yes, indeed. The fine machine can be found right here each and every week at this very same time here on Auto World. Whether you're listening on one of our great regular radio stations, AM and FM, we also have a number of internet radio stations that also take the broadcast. We salute all you folks as well as everybody listening online at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com from around the world. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Anytime throughout the broadcast, you have a question, comment, love to hear from you, or even after the fact, if you're listening to the program in archive form, podcast form, we would love to hear from you via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, joining us right now is the co-owner of Ring Brothers. It's my pleasure to welcome Mike Ring to Auto World. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for giving me a shot to talk to you.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been visiting your website and reading some materials about your work, and you've got some wonderful things that we're going to be talking about at the upcoming SEMA show that you're going to be debuting there. But let's begin with the beginning. As I said, many, many years ago, it was a famous radio talk show host always used to say that. Let's begin at the beginning. And it started 20 years ago for you guys. You started as a collision shop. Is that correct? When did you first begin customizing cars?
Well, you know, we did start as a collision shop 20 years ago, but I'm a little older than that. My brother and I were pretty close of 7 kids. He's the baby, and I'm the one older than him. And, you know, I went off into the Navy, and before that, I guess we were always tinkering with cars. And I went off in the Navy and ended up marrying a girl from California and had my first son in Nashville. And 20 years ago, I bought in, and even today we still do collision. It really helps us, I think, in the business that we do with the custom cars, because we're always looking at the new stuff. But, you know, collision, my brother, he's kind of antsy, and he's always tinkering and wanting to do something else. And So we started building cars on our own and never imagined that we could be known like we are. It's pretty humbling.
That's wonderful. I know it was the early builds of a couple of different vehicles that really gathered some attention at the SEMA show out in Las Vegas. Tell us about the Silver Streak and the Kona vehicle.
Well, Silver Streak was another car that, you know, we were trying to get our name out there. So we built on our own and ended up selling. But we were at SEMA. I remember first experience ever at SEMA, and we called it the Dumpster Alley. It was in between the Hilton and the SEMA show itself, and there was like 10 cars out there, and I really don't think anybody saw it besides maybe the smokers who would come out and maybe flick their cigarette down our way. But you know, from there we even got noticed, and the year after that we brought Kona, was a car that we started again on our own, and a local guy here purchased it midway through, and they were both, you know, Mustangs. We're kind of known for Mustangs, even though we do a lot of other cars. But I guess we have a soft spot for the Fords.
Excellent. Let's talk about another Ford, the 67 Mustang Reactor. Tell us a little bit more details about this particular build. It sounds quite cool.
Well, it was a car that we finally, you know, with Kona at getting some attention at Columbus at the Good Guys Nationals, we had an owner say, God, can you, you know, I've been watching you guys in these Mustangs, can you build me one? And it was pretty exciting for us to actually build a car for someone else besides ourselves. And it was a 67 that we heavily modified and did a lot of machining. We did a lot of carbon work. It was really the car that really got us into carbon. We did a hood, deck lid, at the time, a splitter and some rocker panels, but the machine work was really heavily modified. We actually made it a split window 67 in the back and creased the whole car through the middle, and it was so much done to it, but it still, you know, looked like a Mustang. And we took it to SEMA and got the Shine Award. We got the Mother Shine Award, the Ford Design Award, and I remember being up on SEMA on the stage, and they would say, Rain Brothers, never heard of you guys. it was pretty special for us.
That's great, winning that award from the Mothers folks. That was a huge one. And, of course, you've won other great awards. I know you've won back-to-back Good Guys Street Machine of the Year awards. And you've been on a lot of magazine covers, and you've actually been involved with several builds that were commissioned by the OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers, the car companies.
Yeah, last year we actually did a 13 Mustang that we, you know, we thought we'd maybe take our business into that direction, so we wanted to really, I don't know why they call them dollar cars, because they're more like $100,000 cars, even though they give them to you. We really wanted to make a statement, and I think we did. But, you know, our passion's still a little bit older car, and having a little more free reign with the OEs, you know, you really don't want to cut into the body panels or, you know, lose the warranty and things. So even though we did a lot, I think we're capable of doing a lot more. Plus, I don't know if they give you enough time. You know, you always want a little more time with a vehicle. And they're, you know, it's always their latest model, and they just, you know, it's always time. And with SEMA, we do take a few cars, it seems, and throwing that dollar car in there really puts the pressure on an old man.
Very good. Let's tell people, you know, a lot of people outside the automotive industry have never had the opportunity to see the SEMA show out in Las Vegas. It's still not open to the public. It's an industry-only show. Draws over 100,000 people from around the world. I think it encompasses some unbelievable amount of space, like 24 or 25 football fields. It's enormous. In recent years, a lot of show vehicles are outside, so some of the Las Vegas Natives get a chance to take a look at that. And in the last couple of years, they've done a parade at the end of the show through the streets of Las Vegas. I'm hoping to get out there this year. I'm kind of in the midst of a move geographically, moving my family from one place to another. So it may conflict with that, but I'm certainly hoping to. But since, let's go back to your first time at SEMA, Mike, what was your impression when you walked in the door and you saw the SEMA show? What year was it?
I believe it was in 04. And
all right. So not that long ago. Okay.
No. And I was just overwhelmed. I mean, I, being a car guy, thought I'd seen a lot, but realized I'd seen nothing. And what makes it so special, I think, there is it's anybody who's a car guy, right down to the, you know, the guy selling stems for your tire. It's really the people of the industry and the ones that, it means a lot when you have the industry telling you you did a good job or they notice you, whether you get an award or not. Just being noticed by your peers, I think, is really the best feeling. You know, it's one thing when the general public likes what you do, but when the people in your business and you're, like you said, from all around the world, it's for us, I don't even know how you could explain it. It's where we want to debut our stuff. It's the best that I can, you know, that I could imagine to debut a vehicle.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell everybody about the three big debuts that are going to be happening from the Ring Brothers at the 2013 SEMA show. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World. We'll step aside for some important messages, but when we come back, much more with Mike Ring. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot
rod? Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long. We're joined by the co-owner of Ring Brothers, Mike Ring, and we're telling you all about the company. It's our first time having Mike here on the broadcast. So we're learning all kinds of great things about the beginnings of the company and some of the great accolades that they've had over the years. And now we're going to shine the spotlight on what's going to be happening at the 2013 SEMA show. There are going to be three big debuts, and Mike here is going to give us a little bit of a preview. I understand that you're going to have in the Dynamat booth a project you call Carbon Copy. Tell us a little bit about this project and what type of vehicle you're utilizing.
Well, I don't know if any of your viewers have seen a car we did. It was called the Producer. We did it a few years back, but it was a 66 or 65 Mustang. We actually cut down both sides and widened it 4 inches. So the profile of the car didn't change. It was pretty neat. But, you know, the greenhouse was the same, but the stance was wider. It just really gave the car an amazing look for a 65 Fastback. And what we had done is we made another mold of a body, the same thing. But this time the car is completely going to be carbon. We've got it on a chassis. We've got a complete carbon body, doors. It's pretty amazing. And we left it raw carbon to show people how good a fit and what a neat piece it'll be when it's completed.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely terrific. Also, in another booth, in the Global Finishing Solution booth, you've got a vehicle that you've named Blizzard, and this sounds like one powerful Mustang. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat piece. It's a Mustang 65. It's white, of course. The owner's from Buffalo, New York. They're used to the snow, and God knows we are here too. And just being white, we come up with the name Blizzard because they can be pretty nasty. And this car is. It's got a We have a local engine builder here. He's pretty well known, though. His name is Carl Wagner, Wagner Motorsports. He had some cup motors laying around. This was a few-year-old cup motor. It's a Windsor-based with, like, a Cleveland-style head. And we detuned it to 710 on pump gas. But, man, it sounds – it's just a carbureted, nasty, it's really neat sounding. It's got a Detroit Speed quadrilink in the rear and their new subframe up front. It's really handles well. It's really a neat, simple, but it's really cool.
That sounds fantastic. And The official unveiling is going to be taking place on November 5th at 1 p.m. So if you're going to be at SEMA, you're going to want to get over to the Global Finishing Solutions booth to see the vehicle known as Blizzard. We quite often have folks on here from Royal Purple. I'm a big fan of their product lineups. And you've selected a really cool car, I've always wanted to own, a Pantera. I have a good friend, Matt Stone. I worked for Motor Trend for 10 years. He was there during that 10-year as well. He's owned a number. Another friend of mine, Scott, another Motor Trend alumnus who lives in Hawaii now. He's got two in Hawaii. But you have taken this 71 Di Tommaso Pantera, and you've gone to town with it. And the name of the car is ADRNLN, Adrenaline. So tell us all about this particular build.
Well, it's a pretty neat story. Kind of sad, too. A lady from Madison and her husband started this car at another shop, and it was one of them stories, you know, where it gets stuck in a shop for a long period of time, and he ended up getting cancer and dying, and she just wanted to finish the car. We got it. It was in pieces. We tried actually talking her out of doing it. It just, you know, way more money in it than she'd ever get out of it, but no, she was bound, determined. She wanted to finish this for her husband and give his ashes a ride, you know, and I don't know how long she'll keep it after that, but her only wish was it was yellow, because he wanted it yellow. So with that, we cut this car. I mean, there seriously is only maybe four pieces of metal that might be 10 by 12 on the whole car. That's factory left. But we still left it very much look like a Pantera. But it's going to take somebody, I believe, that has one or knows them pretty well to know what we have done. It's a complete chassis car now, a lot of carbon. You know, we're getting bashed for the LS, but it really fit in here amazing and made good horsepower. Again, Wagner built it. Packaging was nice. We could cool it really well, and it's pretty neat. And with that, Nike, they have a group called kind of like an underground part of Nike, and they approached us last year about maybe doing interior with us and doing some design work. So we've been working with them, which I think is one of the most exciting things we've ever done. And they're helping with the interior, and I'm here today working, still painting on the car. So hopefully it makes it there.
Oh, that sounds great. And whereabouts is your shop located? We didn't clarify that, Mike.
We're west of Madison, Wisconsin. We're the home of Frank Lloyd Wright. So a real small community of like 1,600.
Well,
so you pretty
wonderful.
Much have to do everything yourself. There's not much wrong.
There's nothing wrong with that, and it sounds like you've just got a fantastic shop there. And talk about an incredible series of debuts, three big debuts of the 2013 SEMA show and the debut of the 71 Di Tommaso Pantera. The Adrenaline vehicle will be taking place and in the Royal Purple booth at 4 p.m., What's it like doing these SEMA builds and working along with a bunch of companies? Sometimes it's a solo effort, but I would imagine it must be both exciting, and as you just pointed out, it can get down right to the ninth inning and two outs.
Yeah, it definitely seems SEMA. I don't know, for whatever reason, you're always down. I think a lot of it is because you do want to do your best, and you're never really happy, so you're working right up to the last minute, just, you know, sometimes just second-guessing everything you've done up to that point. But, you know, working with companies like Royal Purple and the Flowmaster and the companies we are associated with, it allows us to do these cars because, you know, a lot of times the owners run out of money, but you're just bound, determined, you want to finish it. And because of the stage you're on, you do those extra things, and because it's, you know, if it was a regular car show, I don't believe people would go to the effort that they do at SEMA. So, and us not wanting to disappoint our sponsors, we really put a lot of effort into this and very thankful for those people. And, you know, to think you're from a small town and you only start out doing things that you really just love to do. And then to be recognized and to be on stage like that, you can't put words to that.
Yeah, that's very well said, because this is, truly one of the highlights of the automotive world for journalists and people in the industry. Every year they have a little contest and they allow a few regular folks to come in, because it truly is something to see. And that's one thing that's great about internet coverage and radio and television coverage, is that folks can now get an ongoing glimpse of what's going down there at SEMA during the course of the 4 days, because an awful lot happens. And I can tell you, in talking with a lot of the car company designers, the people that work for Ford and the Chrysler Group and General Motors, these designers love to go to SEMA, not only to show off their own wares, but also to take a peek at folks like yourself to see what you guys are doing, so that, guess what, they can steal some of your ideas.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, but it's pretty neat that they would even admit to that. That's great.
Well, how can folks find out more information about Ring Brothers? What's the best web destination? If you have any social media stuff, you can give that out as well.
Well, you know, I would say just go to, you know, Ring Brothers Facebook. Mm-hmm. And ringbrothers.com.
All right, perfect. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get you back with us real soon, and I'd love to visit with you again in the not-too-distant future. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.